Welcome back, guys, to the Raymond in Your Ear podcast. I'm Raymond, and I'm in your ear, man. Man, excited to be back to talk with you guys today. And today, guys, I want to talk about social media. But I want to talk about social media in maybe a different way, or a new way, right? Because typically, the conversation about social media, I know for me, I have went from a professional in the beauty industry to seemingly now getting introduced at speaking engagements as a social media strategist or brand strategist. And I still just smile anytime those labels are labeled. I don't correct people, you know, because I do know that my understanding of what branding is seemingly and certainly social media and the power of it. I love to talk about it. I love to share it with people basically because I love to help in any way that I can help folk grow their ideas, grow their business, grow their movements, whatever it is. There's many people that I share with about the internet and how it works in instances where they're not necessarily just trying to make money. They're just trying to maybe spread an idea across the airwaves, as it were. So I definitely embrace the terminologies, but I just smile because it's not necessarily my background as far as like schooling. Not even sure they should by now have a whole degree on this subject, because it's just marketing, guys. It's just advertising. It's just sharing information. And that's what I want to maybe talk about today, that social media is not new. Social media is not new. And I think there can be a better understanding and leveraging and utilizing of social media. And that's big old air quotes, because, you know, the question can be asked, what truly is social media? Because typically, even when people think social media, they're thinking of Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. And that isn't, to me, the extent of social media, but that's what people believe. They think about terminologies like post and friend request and double tap and comment. And those repost, right, retweets, those are pretty much three networks that we see the most. Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. But there's other, in my opinion, outlets for social media, and I would dare to challenge that there have been social media outlets for years and years and years and years and years, way past the 10 years that we've seen the rise in supposedly social media. Somebody said, well, Ray, what do you mean? I mean, Facebook started in 2005, Instagram 2011, Twitter 2000 and whatever. These just started. MySpace was 04, 03, 02, I guess, whatever those years were. Shout out to all of my MySpace OGs and my Black Planet OGs. Y'all was wild back then. You know what I'm saying? Y'all was off the hook back there with Black Planet. Not me, though. I was reading Bible scriptures. The lies. But yeah, let's just say that we're talking 2000 Yahoo personals and those kind of things. We're still talking about 19 years at the most, if you want to go back that far. And it didn't really go back that far of what we know now. But what I do believe now, especially when you talk about social media for business or for branding or for commerce and that type of thing, what is new, guys, is two things. Number one, what's new is now, unlike years before, early 2000s, 90s, 80s, 70s, 60s, and even before then, companies, businesses, certainly small businesses, now are in control of the narrative of their advertising. Now, that is new. That is a new thing. For years, if we wanted, and I'm speaking of somebody that was in business as an independent contractor in the late 90s, in business for myself, as a owner of a business, a brick and mortar business, a salon in the early 2000s, working with small companies and larger companies throughout the 2000s and certainly over the last 10 years as we head and lean into 2020, my goodness, next year, we were at the mercy of marketing outlets. And typically it was for marketing outlets. It was audio. It was written. It was photo. And it was television or video. I mean, that's typically, I mean, you had billboards, certainly vending, but even billboard would be a form of photography or written, right? So those were the four basic outlets. And that has been going on since the beginning of time, since the Wild Wild West, since written, you know, plantation notifications on a board on what was happening in the turn of the century in this illustrious country. Air quotes again around that. So written, you know, has been around for hundreds of years, really. Media, right? Let's really hone in on that word media. Now, what has, and if you wanted to get involved with that media, you had to get with the newspaper and you had to go by their rules. You had to get with other outlets, and I'm going to try to take us along the way. You had to get with the radio and the PDs, right, and the program director, and you had to play by their rules. And I paid that money, right, and I sat and played by their rules whenever they wanted to play the commercial. You had to go to the television station, and you had to go with them, either standard television or cable television, and you had to play by their rules, right? You had to play by the rules of the billboard, you know what I mean? Whatever they allowed you to do, seemingly, and it was always not quite right. You know, magazines, it's just a square. I thought I was going to have a full page or a half page. So we had to kind of play by their rules because they were the gatekeepers. They controlled the distribution. They controlled the advertising, right? They controlled how things went. So when it came to social media, now we can control the narrative. Now we can control how things go because you are now in the driver's seat. There are no gatekeepers if you want to now utilize the internet to share a message, share a business, share a brand. And you don't have to ask any clearance or validation of folk that said, well, I want to look at it first to clear whether or not this will go in the radio drop. And see, now that is new because everybody doesn't have a degree in marketing. Everybody doesn't have taste. Everybody doesn't understand why, when, and where to place advertising online, marketing, sharing content. I mean, the fact that you can just wake up today and say that you're a content creator, now that, guys, that is new. And the second thing that's new, not social media, guys, because I would argue that the radio was social media in the 1950s. I would argue that the television channel and programming in the 1980s with the Cosby Show and Coca-Cola commercials and Jell-O commercials and Toyota commercials while we're watching the Cosby Show in Different World and Nightcoat and Cheers, I would argue that that was social media. It was media that we were watching that was blasted out on television airwaves to society. Or you being sociable watching television and now you can get an advertisement for a restaurant, right? I would argue that certainly a magazine is social media. Somebody said, well, that's not social media. Well, that's because we're kind of convincing ourselves that social media is just those three applications. And social media is holding your phone, right, in the back palms of your hand and navigating throughout the internet through your thumbs. And that leads me to the second thing, guys, that's new. And I think this can help if we can think a lot differently about social media. What is new and what parallels seemingly the rise of social media over seemingly the last 10, 12 years or so. If you start asking people, when did social media as we know it emerge? They'll start talking about 12 years ago. They'll start talking about 2006, 2007. They'll start talking about maybe 2005 at the very latest. But But what you'll see is the parallel of the rise of what people will call social media is the mobile phone, is the smartphone. Now that is new. That, although there was radio years ago, there was not a smartphone. Although there was television years ago, there was not a smartphone. Although there was movies and films when you had to get advertised to before the film, and you, now because you're at a social seemingly gathering to watch a film, people pay money in order to put their advertisement for their upcoming film. Now it's TV shows, now it's brands, all kinds of different things that are before the film, and we would call that the previews. Right, we would call that the credits. Right, we would call these trailers that would be happening before the movie. It's just commonplace, but guys, that was advertising. Right, the radio drops. Right, I've done radio shows. I'm friends with radio DJs over the years. They would pay for advertising, and guys, that is how most of these institutions made their money. Magazines didn't make the money off the articles that was in the magazines. They made the money off of the pages and pages and pages of advertisement. That's why books like Vogue made so much money, were such a staple, because the books were so freaking thick, especially the September issue for all of my fashion heads out there, because it was filled with hundreds of pages of advertising, back cover, front cover, inside cover, right? The radio would be like, okay, guys, right now we're going to pull away, and they would literally say these kind of things. We're about to pay some bills, right? And there would be an advertisement for Coca-Cola or Mountain Dew or a new club that was coming up, right? Right. And then you would have a movie again, and they would have advertisement at the beginning. Now, movies have gotten so slick in today's time. Now, companies even pay the movie to slide their Toyota, to have the actor in the middle of the movie drink a Coca-Cola. Right. To have them to go to a certain resort. Sometimes even cities will pay money and open up their cities because the city is an advertisement when in the middle of the high speed chase, they just wind up in Miami, in Miami, Florida, or downtown Atlanta, right? Newspapers definitely, guys, I mean, that's one of the first instances, right? With the printing press, there was advertisement. Anytime we had the society, right, which is inside of the word social, paying attention to something, sports, newspaper, they were on the highway with their eyes on the road. Let's give them some advertisement with billboards. You're listening to the radio. They're listening on the radio. Let's give them some audio advertising, right? So let's give them a television show. Certainly, every 15 seconds, there's a commercial. We knew that we were watching a 30-minute Cosby show, but we knew that actually we were watching about 22 minutes. That actually, what actually we were watching was 8 minutes of commercials and 22 minutes of a TV show, right? Right. Or so. But what happened was the mobile phone came, and now the attention was drawn away from listening to the radio, because now I could get on LimeWire, Napster. Oh, I'm telling my age now. I could get on what we knew back then and what we is very commonplace now, but was very radical when it dropped. Napster was like radical and futuristic. And wait a minute, instead of me going to buy a CD, that I would walk in a record store, and while I was walking with a record store, there was advertisements for other albums all over the record store. This has always been around. Now I could just select what I wanted when I wanted it. And even when we had things like Pandora, the beginnings of Pandora's, they still had commercials, right? As we were listening, middle of the commercial, it'll be a commercial for, you know, some Gold Bond lotion, right? So that's not seemingly not new, but eventually the mind and the necessity with mobile technology, and Steve Jobs was just a genius because he used terms like iPhone, iPad, iCloud, iTunes, putting that subconscious thought to the listener, to the consumer, that you get to choose. You get to pick. It's your phone. It's your playlist. It's your world. So guys, every form of advertising then got challenged, because now I don't want to read a regular newspaper. I could choose, and I could choose the blog that I wanted to look at. I could choose the written newsletter that I wanted to look at. I could look at a website, a CNN.com, and eventually social networks came out of that. That's really what Twitter is. Twitter is the new newspaper. Twitter is the new written form of reading about what's happening in the world. Now, we might be on Twitters that are going back and forth and arguing with people and being messy and being worried about gossip. But, I mean, there was gossip magazines just a little while ago, right? So Twitter, guys, has replaced newspaper. It has replaced anything that's written. So newspapers are dying all over the world. Like, people are not even buying newspaper for what? You want me to wait till the next day when I can hear about something that's happening in real time myself with millions probably at this point outlets of news? Somebody said, well, we still got the radio. No, we don't. Nobody listens to program radio anymore because I get to choose right now. I get to select, and with my phone, I now have access to every single song I ever wanted to hear without commercial, without a DJ. Now, you still have XM. You still have shows like The Breakfast Club, seemingly. But if you don't have a real personality that's making people listen, and honestly, are we honest? Most of us are even listening to the average radio show. Certainly shows like The Breakfast Club, we're watching them on our phone in video on YouTube. We're not watching it in certain program television schedule. Because see, when they could program, watch that word, when they could program when the newspaper came out, program when the television show came out at 8 o'clock, program when the movie dropped on July the 4th, program when the, you know, the morning show came at 9 o'clock in the morning, you had to kind of adjust to them. But that's what's different. That's what's different about social media, is there is no more controlling the listener or the viewer. Nobody controls the hours of the day. Nobody sits and watch program television. Everything is recorded. Everything is on stream. Everything is direct. Everything is Netflixed out, right? And now we got full feature films like Bird Box. Full featured film, right? Like this nuanced one that just came on Netflix, High Flying Bird. Or these brand new television shows like Orange is the New Black that never seemingly goes to the television. And then the first time, do you remember where you were when you realized shows like Orange is the New Black or forget the Kevin Spacey show, House of Lies or House of Cards, that's what it was called, House of Cards, when the whole season came out at one time? That was revolutionary. Like, I remember vividly, I'm talking about needed to take a shower, sitting there with crumbs on my shirt, sitting next to my wife, sitting up late night like, you want to watch another one? All right, let's do it another one. Hey, we go to another one. It's 2 o'clock in the morning. You want to watch another episode with Tasty and Orange is the New Black? Let's watch it again. And you could, and then new terminologies came out. Binge watching. Oh my goodness, right? So the mobile technology, digital technology that is instant, right? Either through your television, which is still the internet, going through your television, Netflix, that's still the internet. Even something like my platform, like instead of waiting for an educational show, people now are asking me about upcoming trade shows. And I remember when it was just such a big conversation, because we're in the spring. So in the beauty industry, trade shows are beginning right now to get out there. And people are asking like, well, Ray, are you going to such and such show? And I'll be honest, it not to be negative to events, but the access to information now, it kind of challenges, do I want to get a flight? Do I want to get a hotel? Do I want to gas up my car? Do I want to, you know, drive 6 hours, 8 hours? Do I want to spend the ticket to get in the show? Do I want to buy $25 lunch when I could just buy a $5 Subway if I'm at home or eat out of my own kitchen? Do I need to do Subway tokens, whatever it takes? Do I need to add up all of those fees for information that I could not only get right now instantly from my phone digitally, watch any tutorial that I could ever want to watch, either on a professional platform like the Tribe membership, shout out to all of my Tribe members out there, or if I just want to pull up YouTube and check out something because there's millions of content that's being uploaded today, right? Or do I want to do this for maybe like a social reason? And if that's the instance, that's cool. But what I'm saying is the mobile technology, the fact of instant access, right? That is what's new as it relates to information, as it relates to spreading message, as it relates to spreading ideas, as it relates to building brand, and certainly building business. And again, the first point that I tried to make is now, if you have a business, you don't have to wait. You don't have to ask anyone's permission. You can now control the narrative. Listen to this, guys. 7 days a week, 365 days a year, 24 hours a day. Now, that is where we've got to respect and think a lot differently about social media, because I still hear people talk about social media in a very ignorant way, in a very, oh, it's for kids, I don't do that social media stuff. And if you've ever made that statement, as you're listening to this podcast, if you've ever made that statement either out loud or in your mind, as if you are not involved in social media, you may not be a content creator in social media, but if you're listening to my voice right now on this podcast, you're inside of a social media platform. Podcasting is definitely social media. To me, YouTube is definitely social media, but a lot of people would not think that, because in a lot of people's minds, social media is Twitter. Social media is Facebook. Social media is Instagram. I would argue that social media is a way to communicate. People are communicating one to another or listening to something through some type of media. Guys, that is radio, television, newspaper, video. And guys, those four aspects are now being replaced by the new video is clearly YouTube, guys. Clearly. And VMO, other platforms, but they are the leader. The new Clear radio station, you're on it right now. Welcome to the, maybe you want me to sound like a DJ. Welcome to the Casey Kasem in the radio DJ. All right, we got to play this new song by Beyonce. This is radio. This is the new radio, guys. And what's cool about it is it's millions of stations now. Somebody just got an aha moment. This is radio. You're listening to this in your car. You're listening to this on the treadmill. You're listening to this while you're working. You're listening to this at home getting dressed. You're listening to this while you're cooking. You're listening to this on vacation or in a plane. This is the new radio. So now, if there wanted to be, you could spread message about a business through this. You can spread message about a brand through this. You can share with people seemingly. Like, for instance, this particular broadcast, we're getting partners. Now, there's no direct, you know, pay the toll because this is free. But when we have an opportunity to say, you know what, guys, I do want to share with you seemingly sponsored by, but honestly, it's more about a share. I know that a lot of entrepreneurs out there are into coffee, right? A lot of us are, we can't even function without coffee. Well, I am excited to not only be a customer, but to really share with you about a brand new coffee that I'm enjoying, right? And it's not anything that you can necessarily buy on the shelf. It's something that I've seen from an amazing website where you can get organic Arabic coffee. I think I'm saying the name right, with amazing sourcing. I'm learning a lot about selections of coffee beans and how they roast them a certain way and how they grind. You know, for me, coffee was like hot water for a long, brown water for a long time. But now I'm understanding flavors and how they package it differently and how organic means a small batch. So guys, if you're looking for amazing coffee out there, check out Mountain Cabin. Get with me. I can give you amazing details on how it is. Different ways. You got K-cups, right? You have actual ground coffee, and I'm a K-cup guy, but I'm literally buying a traditional coffee bean machine today because I want to try those different flavors that are in the bean. So we can share with you about that. Like, I'm saying that because as I'm doing this episode, I'm drinking a cup of the caramel pecan Mountain Cabin premium coffee, and it is going to really kick off my day, start my day, and have an amazing day. And if you're somebody out there that is a coffee snob like me, guys, there's an amazing coffee brand that I found that I just absolutely love, and I don't have any problem sharing it with others because I know there are fellow coffee snobs out there that can't even function without their own coffee. I can't even drink outside of the house anymore, and I never was like that. Coffee, it was more about the coffee than it was the coffee, right? It was about just having a cup of coffee anywhere, the gas station, the hotel, if I was traveling, on the way, Starbucks, whatever. But now I'm beginning to understand a lot more about flavors, like if you're into wines or if you're into liquor or if you're into fabrics or you're into cars, I'm becoming a coffee snob. And I found one that's at the top of the food chain, guys. So if you are a fellow coffee snob like me, man, get with me and we can talk about Mountain Cabin because it's amazing. And me and my wife, we love it. So that, and I guess what, guys, that may have sound like, I guess, a commercial, but this is what a podcast is right now. And now you're beginning to understand maybe, okay, that's what blogging is. Blogging is, I'm a fashionista. My name is Danielle and I love clothing. And now since I love clothing, I'm going to share with you outfits of the day every day. Guys, this is the new magazine. Instagram is the new magazine. So now Danielle can come in and share with you the boots that she has on and the pants that she's wearing and the wonderful blazer that she's wearing and that fabulous necklace and where she got her hair done and that amazing red lip that she's wearing. And she can share with you, tag in each picture, every company that she's wearing and put you on to something new. Guys, that is advertising, or that is sharing, or that is blogging, or that is content creating. And that's how people today, guys, here's the reality, that is how they receive information, that is how they understand things, that is how they get all of the new up and up on the guys. The Grammys just happened. We didn't go to the newspaper, we didn't go to the magazines to figure out. We went to Twitter, we went to Facebook, we went to YouTube, we went to Instagram to figure out what was going on with Cardi B and Offset, right? This is how people get all of their information. And that's something superficial like the Grammys. People are getting their political views on here. They're getting understanding how to raise their children from these networks. They're trying to understand how to better run their business, how to be better husbands, how to be better mothers, how to be better wives, how to be better at a sport. This is all happening with the access of on-demand information that they can grab themselves. So I'm saying all of that to say, you and I, if you're out here and you're an entrepreneur, guys, if you're out here and you're a brand builder, if you're out here and you have a new product or you have a band or you have a book or you have anything that involves people getting a hold of what you have, guys, people are just society, right? People are the social that you want, and the media that society or people are choosing to use right now is a handful of sites, a handful of places that are all being accessed from this phone. I really want us to respect the mobile phone, like that, the smartphone. It's less about social media because, again, I don't think it's new. I think that a newspaper being printed on a printing press is on the back of a horse and buggy going around the Wild West to tell you about Wild Bill Hickok. That was social media in my mind. Other people would argue, but you would lose the argument with me because social and media are two words that have been around forever. Now, we've lumped social media, but what we're really saying is the internet. What we're really saying is mobile internet technology, which now gives us amazing things like apps, which now gives us amazing things like the ability to call an Uber on a whim, to be able to just pop up in any town and find out who's got an availability with Airbnb. You know what I mean? This is amazing. And the very fact that me, a bald-headed hairdresser from Columbus, Georgia, right, grew up in the South, in Louisiana, in Georgia, can work in the beauty industry for 20 years behind a chair, talking to clients back and forth, loving my job, but having a business for 10 years as an owner, developing stylists and beauty professionals for years and years, choosing to shift gears, right, in 2015 in the height of mobile technology, leveraging a platform like Periscope, which is a live video platform, to share the message that, hey guys, I used to do this, and now I do this. And I want to now do these things different from what I did, what you saw me doing maybe last week. Last week, you saw me behind a chair, styling hair, coloring hair, cutting hair. Today, I want to teach that. I want to teach you how to do that. And I got into teaching about social media because I always understood that technology was going to help me spread the message farther. And now, 2 to 3 years later, I'm doing less and less of beauty. Now I'm working in wellness. Now I'm actually talking to people about health. This is a go figure moment for even me. Like, are you serious? Like, how did I go from a slightly, not even slightly, a overweight hairdresser 3 years ago to now talking to people as I even finish this podcast about, listen, getting in your daily workout as early as you can in the morning. Guys, eating clean and training dirty. Guys, look, talking about, you know what, if you're going to drink certain things, make sure that they're organic if you can find it, right? Try to get your water in, right? Try to get fruits and vegetables in. You know what? Think differently about your money. Think differently about spending, right? Sometimes it's not how much you make, but how much you actually spend. Guys, think differently about your time. So now there's an entirely different company that years ago I would have had to ask somebody, how can I do this? Do you think I can do this? I want to shift gears and then maybe try to turn the wheel to say, no, I'm not a hairdresser anymore. I want to talk about wellness. I'm a wellness ambassador. No, I'm not a hairdresser anymore. I'm a podcaster now. No. I'm not into doing hair. It's more about teaching beauty professionals how to build their brand. Guys, this probably would have not happened 12, 15 years ago. But now with the advent of mobile technology, and now somebody like me who doesn't know a whole lot about recording, who doesn't know a whole lot about audio engineering. Shout out to my brother who is actually an audio engineer. I just know I have a voice. I just know that I have something to say. I just know that one of my favorite parts of working in the salon was talking to my clients. So when you find out that you have outlets to start a free podcast, oh shit, I'm going to start a podcast. Well, what are you going to call it, Ray? I don't know. I don't want it to be about beauty only. I don't want it to be just about business. I want to talk about whatever I want to talk about. I want to kind of just be in people's ear. That, you know what? That's what I'm going to call it. Raymond in Your Ear Podcast. How often are you going to do it? Every time I think of a topic, I'm just going to go in the studio and create an episode. And now, through mobile technology, guys, through technology alone, I can spread this message all over the world, all over the country. People have contacted me. You guys have contacted me, guys, from all over the United States and even outside of the country. And it still blows my mind that this can happen. And that's the new part. So anytime I hear people say something negative or ignorant or kind of dismissive about social, I used to just ignore it. Then there was a period where I would almost get kind of upset because I felt like you were trying to talk about people that were leveraging social media in an ignorant way. Now I try my best to inform people and educate them. Like, listen, y'all, this is not nothing new. This is not anything different. And if you want to be successful in pretty much everybody got a side business, side hustle, doing something online, trying to figure out a way to leave corporate, government, state, city, businesses, traditional working, guess what you're going to have to stare down? You're going to have to stare down the new way that people consume information. The new media, seemingly, right? The media that we've seen for years and years and years, it's the exact same thing. It's still written, audio, photo or visual imaging, right? Or video. But now it's through these mobile applications. It's through these phones, guys. And that's the thing that's new. And for me, and this is what I just would encourage anybody in closing. If you're out here and you're building something and you don't have enough customer, patron, viewers, listeners, fans, subscribers, family, whatever you're out for, guys, here is the token. If you're listening to this, start one of these. Start sharing. If you want to get people to give to you their time and attention, you got to give to them your time and attention. This is a simple formula. Guys, I would tell you to leverage all of them, but at the very least, you got to pick one. You got to start your podcast now, today, and drive it home. And don't even look up to judge it until you got at least 30 to 50 episodes in. You've got to start your YouTube channel, which is seemingly your talk show TV show, today, not yesterday, not thinking about it, not overthinking this shit. You got to pull the trigger now. All of these things are free for now. They can easily go up for money. I don't even understand why some of this stuff hasn't been monetized, but of course I do because they're getting money in different ways. But these things are so amazing. We should pay for these. We should pay for YouTube to be able to upload a video right now and somebody can see it in Kenya, Africa. Come on, guys, start your YouTube channel and channel. Listen to the verbiage. channel, not even TV show. You got your own channel. I have my own channel, Torregano TV, as a channel, meaning you don't have to be one-dimensional. You could talk about anything. You could share different TV shows on one channel. I need you and everybody, and me even, to think a lot wider. Guys, you could start a blog, which is your version of a newspaper, which is your version of a book, which is your version of the news. You can start your own blog. It's so many outlets that blogs are free. And blogs are one of the easiest things because it's just writing. We write every day through text messaging. But you can do it in an organized form daily. There are people like Seth Godin who blog 365 days a year. He blogs every morning. And people read those blogs, like me, all the time. Somebody said, well, I want to start a magazine. Well, don't think magazine anymore, because people are not flipping through physical magazines any longer. The new magazine, guys, is a curated, really well thought out Instagram page. Now, why do I say that? Or Facebook, if you think about it, but definitely Instagram, because Instagram is a photo app and magazines were photography. It was imaging. Time Magazine, right? Bridal Magazine, right? Essence Magazine. It was all about gorgeous imagery. Now the only flip is you are not doing this for you. It's not your portfolio. It's not about you. It's about daily picking up one of these platforms, audio, video, written, television, audio, written, magazine, or video. Hope I got those right. And actually sharing with people to give them value. As I'm sitting here recording this podcast, it's not really about me as much as who's listening to this. And what I would hope is somebody leave a review, leave a comment under this, guys, leave a review of the channel, because that lets me know that my intention is actually happening. Meaning I want to be able to deliver through my words in Columbus, Georgia, to you in California, Chicago, Michigan, the West Indies, South America, Africa, Europe, wherever you are, these messages where it helps you, it gives value to you, right? And seemingly, I want you to keep coming around to the podcast. I want you to come back because we're going to have another episode. I'm looking to do maybe some interviews coming up soon. I want you to follow me, guys, on Instagram, because I'm about trying to give you value and gain relationships in that manner, right? I want you to stop by the website, guys, torregano.com, and see if we have something that can help your business. If you're in a beauty business, I definitely want you to stop by the Tribe membership. Not because I'm trying to sell you something, but I created the Tribe platform to do just that. To give value to beauty professionals and say, listen, for the first time, maybe now we have very affordable education that you can access when you want it, how you want it, and where you want it, anywhere in the world. You don't have to worry about the show coming to you, right? You can now go to the show seemingly anytime you want on your phone, on your pad, right? I do want to talk to people and exchange ideas about health and about wellness. I do want to talk to people out there and give me game and exchange game about what I understand about being debt-free, about money. I do want to talk to people about entrepreneurship and say, listen, there's brick and mortar businesses, right? And there's click and order businesses. Let me say that again. There's brick and mortar businesses, and then there's click and order businesses. They both are viable. I think sometimes we think if you don't have a building, that's not a business. Yo, that's a business, but click and order, that's a business too. Online is seemingly the new millionaires are happening, and billionaires even online. When you think about people that are billionaires, they're in tech, they're online, they're in online purchasing, right? So think differently, guys, about what a business is. It doesn't have to have a key in a bathroom and mopping floors every day all the time. I used to think that. I think so differently now. So I hope this helps, guys. I hope this helps to say that, yo, social media is not new. The phone's new. 5G is new. Instant technology is new. Mobile technology is new. And what also is new is now you've got to think a lot differently about the marketing. It's not a marketing director at a TV show now that'll make the right calls and decisions and pick the right colors. You got to do that. It's not a PD in a radio station to say the right thing on a radio. You got to do that now. It's not a TV commercial that's being shot in a studio and they're going to put the right actors in. You got to do that. It's not a newspaper that's a journalist that went to school for writing to put the right caption underneath the you've got to do that. I've got to do that now. And to some, that's extremely scary. And to some, it's very intriguing. But for many people, it is exciting because you get to tell it your way. You get to do it your way. your way. I don't have to pretend or hide, or I don't have to go by any rules necessarily of something that I don't necessarily agree with. And many of us worked jobs where we didn't agree. But now, you the boss, seemingly, right? Who's really the boss is your listener, really. That's the real boss, that you want to make sure that they get it, that you want to please them. And once you respect your viewers, guys, on your podcast, man, once you really respect and honor your viewers on your YouTube channel, man, once you really respect your followers on social media like Instagram, if you're in a photo platform, when you really respect your newsletter, you know, followers, and I'm saying these platforms because I'm in every lane. I have online caption, right? Online newsletters that I've had. I have a, you know, decent sized following, I guess you would say, on Instagram, right? I have a YouTube channel that I've been curating and uploading content for 10 years. And now I'm in dozens of episodes on two different podcasts. Somebody say, why you got time for everything? Well, I'm just letting you know, if it's all out there to be had, I'm going to try it all. And you should do the same. And if I can help in any way, guys, to give any game or insight on how I can do this, please get with me at Torrigano3 on Instagram. Please get with me at connect@torrigano.group as far as our email directly to me. Guys, we'll try to share with you. And if you're in the beauty profession, I would just say skip over even talking with me. Go right to the tribe membership. You're going to be knocked off your socks on what is offered on this platform. It is 2 years worth of content, absolutely amazing content that I just wish was around. And I wish it was that accessible to, if you want to learn at night, 2 in the morning, go for it. If you want to learn 2 in the afternoon, go for that. And for those of you out there, guys, that are looking for better products, guys, for wellness, for your health, better snacks, I mentioned the Mountain Cabin Coffee. There's so many amazing brands I've mentioned to you guys before. A wonderful lotion that we've come across in our family to help us with eczema and irritated skin. That's been amazing. Once I got cleaner with my diet, once I got cleaner with my time, once I got in the gym and got healthy, I realized, man, there's some other things around me. Things that I'm consuming, things that I'm eating, things that I'm putting on my skin, things that I'm cleaning with around my home. Everything had to get challenged. So as I'm excited about business and branding, guys, I'm also very, very much excited about better lives and healthier lifestyles. So again, if you're interested in all in those products, the coffee, the therapeutic lotion, guys, or if I could help any insight on helping building your brand or kicking off your podcast, or if I can help in, you know, some insight that I've gotten on Instagram stories, which is one of my faves, right, with Instagram. I love that particular platform. I can give you my reasons why maybe in another episode. If I can help in any way, guys, connect@torrigano.group.com, or you can reach me daily in the DMs, right, of the internet streets on IG. Guys, I'm happy that you came by to talk with me today. Now get out there and live.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.